Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 82, with Sarah Kornack and Beth Ann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Cassie Howard, who blogs about couponing and frugal living for Canadians. Cassie's blog is extremely successful, so successful that now she is consulting and helping others to grow their blogs as well. If you're new to SEO, Cassie has some great tips to easily get you started with SEO. It's not confusing, it's not intimidating, just straightforward tips that are easy for anyone to implement. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are pleased to welcome Cassie Howard. Cassie began blogging in 2007 with her couponing website, MrsJanuary.com, which helps Canadians learn how to save money, live frugally, and still have fun. As her website grew, Cassie had a desire to teach other moms how they too could grow a successful online business. Her website, CassieHoward.com, is dedicated to that purpose. Cassie lives in Ontario, Canada, with her husband and two kids. Welcome to the show, Cassie.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, Cassie, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your family, and how you got started with your blog?
I grew up in a very frugal family. So we were always, you know, pinching pennies and, you know, going to yard sales, buying thrift store stuff. So I've always been very frugal-minded. And I started my blog back in 2007 when it was just my husband and I. And I talked a lot about my life and just kind of like what I was doing that day, you know, boring stuff like that. And eventually I started talking more and more about couponing as I got into it. And people found that I was saving 50 to 90, I would say, percent off of my purchases. And they were so interested in how I was doing this and how they could do it themselves. And that's really how the site kind of morphed into this personal diary, or from a personal diary into a couponing / frugal living type website. And I ran that website from 2007 up until today, so I still have it today. And it's now completely frugal living focused, and it's one of the top frugal living websites for Canadians.
That's awesome how you've grown it into such an amazing website and resource for Canadians who want to live frugally and save money.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted something. I know there's a lot of U.S. websites out there, and I couldn't find anything for Canadians. So I really wanted to create something that Canadians could use as well and kind of get the same type of saving strategies.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that as part of your story is you were running your blog and you were making some money every month, a couple $100 here and there. But with the time and energy that it took for you to make your blog, you decided you needed to get more serious about it and start ramping things up. Could you talk with us a little bit about that ramping up period and getting serious and walk us through some of the steps that you took?
Sure. When I started, like you said, it was just like $100 here and there. And that was because there was no effort on my part to monetize it. It was just kind of a fun hobby blog at the time. And when I did decide to get serious with it, because it was taking me upwards of 80 hours a week to do these things on the site, the first thing I did was really I looked over my website and the overall strategy that I had for it, which was absolutely nothing, honestly. So I realized that I had to have strategies in place for monetization. So I took a look at other sites in my niche, both in U.S. and in Canada, to see what they were doing, and I tried to do similar things on Mrs. January to boost my income. I tried advertising networks, I tried selling ebooks, I tried doing private ads, I tried a bunch of different strategies, and I got rid of things that didn't work for me and that felt really icky and salesy to me, and I kept the things that were working, and the things that were working were mostly ads in my sidebar and ebooks and private services, and that kind of stuff was working really well. So I kept those things and I really honed in on how to make the most of those strategies And I really immersed myself in learning how to make money blogging through those particular money-making channels. And that's really how I grew my site from $100, $200 a month to upwards of $10,000 and $15,000 a month.
Now, Cassie, would you say that traffic has played the biggest role in increasing that income, or has it been more the fact that you started selling products on your site?
I would say it's a combination of the two. It's definitely more so traffic than anything, but I think that selling my own products definitely played a big factor because I could control the price of those products and I could control the marketing efforts that I did for those products as well. So they both played a part, but traffic was definitely the biggest factor, I think.
Could you explain to our readers some of the products that you did add to your site?
I offered some couponing classes because that's what people were asking me for. So I did a couple of one-on-one classes with some clients and helped them to learn more about couponing and saving money that way. And then I moved on to more passive income strategies such as ebooks. And I also did a course at the end of last year teaching moms how to create online businesses and how to create blogs specifically. So those were the main things that I used. I didn't do too much in terms of creating my own product simply because the audience that I have is very frugal minded. So they're not really going to go out and buy all these products. So I really just wanted to make sure that these were products and services that would really, really help them and would be inexpensive for them.
That makes sense, Cassie. And, you know, that's the perfect example of product market fit because you're making sure the products you offer are what your customers, your audience really wants to buy. So I'm curious with the traffic component, and I know that I'm sure things have changed since you first started ramping up your traffic, but do you have some top strategies that you've used to grow that traffic on your blog?
The main way that I grew my traffic in the beginning was with SEO, and it took me a really long time to learn how to do SEO properly, but once I did, I saw a dramatic increase in my traffic. So that's what I did in the beginning. But then, you know, Pinterest came into the picture, and Pinterest really, I switched from SEO to Pinterest simply because Pinterest was sending so much traffic to other bloggers in my niche that I thought I would try it. And it turned out to work really well for me. And now it's my number one source of traffic for Pinterest.
We get a lot of questions from our listeners about SEO. And for those listeners who don't know, that search engine optimization. Could you maybe just mention one or two or three or however many you want, I guess, of your best SEO tips for people who are just getting started, maybe just a couple of ideas on how they could optimize their SEO?
I think the main one that a lot of people forget about is their images in their blog posts. A lot of people will just upload an image to their post and not really pay any attention to what they're naming that image. And the image name is very important because it's going to show up in Google search and other search engines as well when people are searching for images. So you want to name your image whatever your target keyword or keyword phrase is and put that as your image name. And you should also, of course, do this with your title, your headline for your blog post. So you have to have the same keyword or keyword phrase for both your title and your image, as well as once or twice or maybe three times in your content, depending on how long your post is. So really keeping in mind those keywords when you're writing your content and creating images. And speaking of content, when you are creating content, I found that the best strategy for me to rank better with SEO is to focus on those long tail keywords, which is instead of focusing on coupons for myself, because there's a million couponing blogs, instead of coupons, I focused on Canadian couponing. Well, Canadian couponing was one, and then Canadian couponing tips was another. So I used those strings of words instead of just the word coupons or couponing, and found that it was way better for me as a strategy because I would rank a lot better for those long tail keywords than I would just for the single word coupons or coupon.
Could you, for those listeners who haven't heard the term long tail keywords, and I think this is a really good strategy, especially for niche type sites, could you explain to our listeners what a long tail keyword is exactly?
Sure. A long tail keyword is when you're using more than one word as your target keyword. So keyword, long tail keyword or keyword phrase, I don't know, people use both of those. But what it really is just it's a bunch of different words strung together instead of just one keyword. So instead of just the word couponing or coupons, I use the word Canadian couponing. And I also use Canadian couponing tips. So it's just multiple keywords in one phrase.
That's excellent advice, Cassie. And, you know, I think what a lot of people miss with SEO is that just being diligent in terms of deciding that long tail keyword phrase that you want to target for a certain blog post, for example, just be diligent with it. Just like you, exactly like you said, put it in the title, use it to name your images and describe your images and sprinkle it, obviously not overkill, but sprinkle it along with related keywords in your blog post. And the thing is, it's not a trick. I mean, you know, you're targeting a long tail keyword phrase that is exactly related to what you're talking about, but it's just that little extra bit of focus and diligence that can really make a difference.
Absolutely. That's definitely right.
So Cassie, I know that as your blog has grown, you've added quite a lot of staff on board. Can you share any tip for finding and keeping great staff?
For me, I didn't really do it the right way. I put out a call on my website saying that we were hiring, and I don't recommend that just because you can get a lot of really flaky people. I'm sorry, but you can really get a lot of bad people that way. So I recommend going through. I was lucky, and I was able to get a lot of amazing women to work for me that way. I was very lucky. But now I recommend going through a site such as Elance.com, which I now use. It's a reputable site, and you can find a lot of people on there that can help you, and a lot of them are very reasonable in terms of their prices. So that's what I recommend now. Like I said, I got very lucky with hiring through the website, and I now have a wonderful team of women now.
I'm curious, what was the timeline for all of this growth? You went from just yourself in 2007 working all of those crazy hours to then really making quite a lot of money with your site, and you have quite a few staff members now. What was kind of the progression of that growth?
I would say, honestly, from 2007 till about 2011, there was zero strategy. It was just me talking about coupons and saving money all on my own. No strategy in terms of making money from it and turning it into a business. And then I don't know what happened, but something just clicked in my brain and I was like, I have to make this into a business and focus better. So from 2011 until 2012 is when I really amped up learning everything I could about blogging and making money blogging. And from 2012 until 2013, I made approximately $30,000 from the site. And then from 2013 until 2014, I did six figures with the blog, and that continues to grow every month. So it was really in those last few years that I really focused. So that's why I always tell people, it doesn't have to take, you know, a million years for you to make decent money with your blog. You can do it in just a few short years, but you just have to have that strategy.
So, Cassie, you're clearly very busy with both of your websites and all of the content you're putting out there. What does a typical day look like for you, and how do you get everything done?
Good question. I start my days very early. I'm up at usually 4:30 in the morning, and the reason I get up so early is, well, two reasons. The main one is so that I have at least 2 hours by myself where I don't have any kids around distracting me. And the other reason is I'm simply more focused early in the morning and I get my best work done in the really early morning hours. So I'm up around 4:30 and I write my to-do list the night before. So I really dive into my to-do list immediately as soon as I wake up and I get something. And I start usually with email, and I know you're not supposed to start your day with email, but I do. And I go through my email and I see if there's anything from my team that's important. And if there's nothing urgent, I leave that and I go to my blog posts and my marketing for my CassieHoward.com website. And I do all that for a couple hours, and then it's another 2 hours of school and getting kids ready for school and breakfast and cleaning and that kind of stuff. And once my kids are off to school and daycare, I can do more business stuff. And that's really when I do calls with my clients. And that's when I interact with my team for Mrs. January some more. And I do more social media marketing and that kind of stuff. And I usually end the day around 3 o'clock when I go pick my son up from school. I don't like to do any work after I pick him up. So usually end my day at 3, but if I do have a big project going on, sometimes I will spend a few more hours in the evening.
Could you tell us more about your new project, your new website, CassieHoward.com?
Sure. On my new website, I'm coaching stay-at-home moms specifically, how they can create successful blogs online like I did with January. I really go through this. It's a four-month program that I do, and I go through this program with my clients and teach them how to build a blog either from the ground up if they don't have one, or to grow their current blog so that they can make at least $30,000 a year, because I believe that if you put in the effort and you follow these strategies that I give you, there's no reason why you can't succeed in making money blogging. So I'm very adamant about spending this time with my clients and teaching them these strategies, so that they can really live the life that they love, which is staying home with their kids and doing work that they love. I hate seeing moms that have to go back to work after maternity leave when they really don't want to. It just breaks my heart. So that's really the main reason I started doing this, is I really want to help other moms to really enjoy the success that comes along with a big blog in terms of financial success, as well as, you know, that freedom where it's your own business, you can work on your own schedule, and you can be there for your kids and your family.
I love it. It sounds like a great site, Cassie. I'm actually checking it out right now, and I'm just excited by everything you have to offer there.
Thank you so much.
When did you start CassieHoward.com?
Well, technically I started it in about November of last year, but I didn't actually launch it until last month, so February. And it's just been incredible, the growth that I've had in a month's time. I've just been able to connect with so many moms that really want this in their lives, and I'm so grateful that I get to help them do that.
So, Cassie, I know that you offer both one-on-one coaching and group coaching on your site. And recently in our audience, we have a few moms who are also interested in taking their expertise and starting different types of coaching programs. Do you have any tips for someone who wants to do coaching, anything that you've learned along the way?
The main thing that I learned is that 90% of your time should be spent on client acquisition. I did not realize it was so much time, but it is. And the good thing is that it's actually easy and fun if you can do it in a strategic manner to connect with your potential clients and help them out so that they're more willing to invest in your services and therefore their own success in their blog and business. And then the other thing is something I learned quite quickly. I hired my own business coach, and she really drilled it into my head not to price too low. And that's really what I was doing when I first started selling products on Mrs. January. And that's also because my audience is a bit more frugal-minded. But also, I think I was really undermining my value. And so that's why I always encourage women that want to offer coaching to their clients is to price for your value. Don't price, you know, a 4 month, for example, my 4 month program, don't price that as like $500, because that's incredible value for what you're going to get. And that should be a high level price of at least $5,000 for that. So really just focus your time on finding your clients, but also focus your time on building a really good high value program, because then you're going to have these high end clients that are really going to be motivated to do the work.
That's definitely true, that if they're invested in your program, they are, I'm sure, certainly more ready to actually get down to business, get a lot done, and work really hard at accomplishing their goals.
Definitely, yeah. I found that, you know, when there are programs, for myself personally, I've bought programs that are $50 to $97, and I've also bought programs that are upwards of $2,000. And the ones that are $50 to $100, I still haven't even touched them. So if I spend a lot of money on a program or a service, I'm way more likely to actually do the work and see success from that, simply because I spent a lot of my money on it. So you definitely want to price high for that reason, and also because you're providing a lot of value for your clients as well.
Cassie, do you have any favorite online tools or apps that really help you with your business?
I do. I think other than Skype, because Skype is awesome for client calls, obviously. Other than that, I use two different sites for photo editing that I know have been very valuable for me, and I think would be valuable for others. And that's Canva.com and PicMonkey.com. And those are the programs that I use to create my Pinterest images to get a lot of traffic from Pinterest. And then another, and it's not really a program, it's more of a service, and that is my designer, who's Greg from 99 Designs or something like that. I can't even remember off the top of my head. But really, I found that having a close relationship with your graphic designer will really go a long way in terms of building your brand and marketing yourself effectively. So I guess that's more of a tip than a tool. But yeah, so just invest in a really good designer that can help you to brand yourself properly and get yourself out there.
Those are great tips. With everything that you have done and accomplished, what would you say is the one thing that you're most proud of?
That I'm most proud of? Honestly, I think I would say my group coaching program, honestly, is probably the thing I'm most proud of. It was kind of a random idea. I tossed the idea around for a while and thought, okay, I'm just going to run with this. I polled my audience. They loved the idea. So I started it, and now I have a small group of women that we just connect all the time, and we help each other to brainstorm ideas for building our businesses. And it's really just a great community of women that have come together to help one another. And so I'm definitely really proud of that.
That's wonderful. So Cassie, do you have any favorite business books that have helped you to grow?
Definitely. Oh, there's too many to name, but I'll give you my top three. In no particular order. One that I really love is called Secret of Becoming Rich or something like that. It's a really corny title, and honestly, when you read the book the first time, you're like, oh, this sounds way too good to be true. But when I put those principles into play for me, it really made a difference in my life and the business. So I highly recommend that one, The Science of Getting Rich, I think is what it's called. And the other one is The 40-Hour Workweek. I'm sure lots of people have heard of that one already, but it's really been helpful for me in terms of reducing my to-do list and focusing really only on what matters most in my business. And the other one is called Onward, which is from Howard Schultz of Starbucks. And that one was about building culture in your business, and that's really what helped me to grow such an amazing team for Mrs. January. So those three books are definitely at the top of my list that I recommend.
Well, Cassie, this has been lots of fun getting to know you and learning about how you have grown your business just amazingly. As we wrap up, could you share with us maybe a fun or adorable mommy moment that you've had recently?
Okay. That would probably have to be this morning, actually. I went into my daughter's room to get her this morning so she could get ready. She was going to daycare this morning. And she just really had, she has really crazy hair. Like I don't know what's going on with her hair, but it's just crazy when she wakes up every morning. So every morning I go in and I pretty much laugh at her because it's hilarious. And she just gives me the dirtiest look. And today she said, "You're going to make no money today because you're bad." Yeah. She knows I make money from home, and that was what she thought would really make me angry.
That is pretty funny.
The curse of the children. You will make no money today.
It's like me telling Holden, "You will get no chocolate today."
Oh, too funny. Well, could you tell all of our listeners where they can find you, Cassie?
Sure. You can find me both at MrsJanuary.com, which is a frugal living website for Canadians. And if you're interested in growing your own blog and your own online business, you can find me over at kathyhoward.com, and I can help you to grow that blog and business that you've always dreamed of. I look forward to talking to you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking with us today. We really enjoyed it and learned a lot.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me again.
For the show notes, head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/82, and you'll find all of the information we talked about in this episode, as well as any relevant links. At the end of the episode, Cassie mentioned several books that she found to be extremely helpful in growing her business. Sometimes it can be so hard to fit lots of reading time into our very busy lives. That reminded me about how recently I joined a book club and I needed to get through the book kind of quickly, so I tried Whisper Sync for Voice, where you can have both the Kindle book and the audiobook from Audible, and Amazon seamlessly transitions you back and forth. So if you stop in your Kindle book, it'll pick up on the audio version that you have in the same place that you left off, and vice versa. I was able to much more quickly get through the book by having both the audio version and the Kindle version. If you've never tried Audible before, you can get one free book to try. If you go to audibletrial.com/brilliantbusinessmoms, you get a 30-day free trial and a free book. It's definitely how I plow through books with my busy schedule. I love audiobooks, and this new, I don't think it's new actually, I just finally tried it. The Whisper Sync service that Amazon has really can help you to take advantage of your time most effectively and switch between a Kindle version and an audio version. So give Audible a shot. audibletrial.com/brilliantbusinessmoms, and let me know if you like it, because I love it. That is our affiliate link, by the way. Although I do have to admit, I tend to just read fun books, not as many business books as I should, but still, they are books. I hope you're having a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.